Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know what that certified organic label on your food really means? Learn all about that label and why organic is worth it at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Birders take great pride in their ability to identify our fine-feathered friends by their color, size, and sounds. But when it comes to IDing gulls in the Pacific Northwest, well, that can ruffle the feathers of even the most seasoned birdwatcher. BirdNote's Michael Stein helps sort things out.
Gulls, to be sure, present a kind of Sunday crossword puzzle of bird identification. Their similar overall coloration of black, white, and gray, and plumages that change both with the seasons and a bird's age, can be mind-boggling. Gulls are a year-round fixture of coastal waters and many locales in the interior of the continent. Yet despite what may seem an unchanging picture, major shifts take place each year in local gull concentrations. Relatively few gull species are common nesters in the lower 48. But in October, both the variety and number of gulls increased dramatically. Gulls that nested in Alaska or Canada fly south to spend winter in more temperate climates. Along the west coast, petite, dove-like mew gulls, which made the Alaskan tundra their summer home, now mix with the locals. In the east, millions of herring gulls and small numbers of Iceland gulls spread out along the coast. In fact, 15 or more gull species regularly turn up in total along our coasts, making October and late fall an ideal time to learn to identify gulls.
That's BirdNote's Michael Stein. For some photos, flap on over to our website, loe.org. Coming up, what's slow and slimy, emerald green, and part plant, part virus, and part animal? The answer is just ahead. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change, and the Sierra Club helping city-bound kids explore and enjoy wild places they'll later strive to protect. Online at sierraclub.org/livingonearth. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.